All right, we are here. We're on the Skeeter Bar Show.
Yes!
I am the facilitator.
You're not. You're Brad.
I'm the producer of the show.
Daddy.
And to my immediate left is the host of the Skeeter Bar Show.
I'm not the host, you are.
No, I'm... go ahead. Is...
Skeeter.
There you go.
But you're the host.
Fine. So, what do we got?
We've got, you remember, everybody, when, they changed the Mars bar to the Snickers with almonds?
Yes.
The Emperor of Kansas, went to the... candy bar store or something, and he got us a Mars bar.
A real live Mars bar.
So
they're not supposed to exist anymore, so I'm hoping this thing's not 2 years old. But they ate one to make sure they were good. And they sent us two.
Yes, they did.
Very unusual. Because online it says they don't exist anymore, but yet here it is. I even took a picture of it to prove it.
Yes. So, and we do not have two candy bars. And,
we don't have two to compare.
Yeah, right. To compare is what
we're only doing the Mars bar today.
Yes. And, we never put your calls on the show.
Mm-hmm, yeah, the calls.
Yes, mm-hmm. Because, what happened to our number?
Phone, yeah, the phone number quit. Now, I don't think it went over 30 days without getting a call, which... It's K7, so K7 is free as long as you get a call every 30 days. Or one call, if you go 30 days without a call, it cuts off. And I don't think it did that. I don't think that happened to us. It could have, but it could have been. I don't know, when we took our break in January. Mm-hmm. But bottom line is, the K7 number that we had doesn't work anymore.
But we got a new number, and we're going to say it to you. Mm-hmm. It's 206-350-1718.
And we'll give that number again to you, so have your pencils ready.
At the end of the show, we will.
No, in just a second.
Okay.
And we'll give you that number again, in case you're digging for a pencil or something, or trying to get your phone to type it in. Okay, go ahead and give it to them again.
206-350-1718.
There you go. 1718. Okay, so give Skeeter a call. And give her a candy bar. You'd like to hear her review. Or, I don't know, what else?
Just make sure it's a candy bar that we haven't tried yet.
You did get a call on our other line from Mr. Jeff Roney. Mm-hmm. And he said that he would like for you to start, because he's been eating all these candy bars you've been trying. Mm-hmm. He's gaining a lot of weight. And so he thinks that you should start trying vegetables. And compare vegetables, and fruit. Like compare a apple to an orange, or a kumquat to a banana. Or
I don't like bananas.
How can you not like bananas?
Because I don't. And guess what?
What?
We're in Silver Springs, and
yes.
It doesn't snow here, right?
Ever. Well, very little.
Well, it snows, but it doesn't stick.
Right.
But it snowed, and it sticked, and it was deep. I went outside and played. We built a snowman.
We got 11 inches of snow.
No. That is a deep.
That is a lot of snow for so far.
It's melting today, but
yes.
Still.
Melting very fastly today.
Yes. But this morning, it got even deeper because it snowed all day yesterday.
All day and all night.
All day and all night.
It was incredible.
Yes, that's
incredible.
Right. We should have got 12
things like
inches.
That just don't happen to us.
I know. It's just incredible. The rooftops are covered in snow.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you can see smoke out of all the chimneys in our neighborhood.
It's amazing.
I played today. I was outside mostly all day, except right now.
It's true. She still has a red face from being outside all day. She's an outside cat anyway, but man, she loves the snow. It's 37 here now. We still have lots of snow on the ground.
Yes.
And me and Helen had a snow fight.
Yes.
A snowball fight.
Yes.
And we built lots of snowmen.
Yes. Yes. And I still have one in the backyard.
Yep.
Anyway.
And you went. What else did you do last night?
Oh, what?
With Miss Christine.
Oh, yes. We went sledding.
Yes. Was that fun?
Yes. It didn't work as well as we thought, but it was fun. And
the snow's wet, so.
Yes, yeah. So, anyway, we, if you go to Woodbridge, mm-hmm. in case they don't know.
That's the neighborhood we live in.
Yes, Woodbridge. We have two lakes and then this little bridge.
Uh-huh.
And then we parked. There's this parking spot by the lake. And it has a rock and everything. Mm-hmm. The right side lake.
Yes.
Anyway. And we park there because there's this parking spot there. And then, there's a highway right next to it.
Mm-hmm.
So we walked across the highway
mm-hmm.
and to the,
the service road, but yeah.
The service road. Mm-hmm. And you know that big circle
uh-huh.
with the bridge?
Right, it's the overpass.
There's
an overpass there.
Yes.
And there's a giant hill on the overpass.
Uh-huh, that goes up.
That's the one you went down?
And that's the one we went down. We didn't go down all the way. So, because we had like a cardboard lid.
It didn't work very good.
We didn't go down all the way. But it was kind of weird because we're surrounded by service roads.
Yeah, it was kind of freaky. Huh?
Mm-hmm, but it was quiet.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the other thing was you were soaking wet when you got home.
True, because when I went down with Miss Christie and Avery, mm-hmm. Mr. Ross, Avery was sitting in front, and Avery wanted me to, and Miss Christie was with Avery. And, excuse me.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And Avery wanted me to,
Avery's like two.
Three,
I'm sorry, three.
And she wanted me to get on. So, and Miss Christie was on with Avery, so I got in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And I was holding on to Miss Christie. And then, when we went down, my bottom went off. So my bottom was sliding on the snow.
That's why you got so wet.
And my bottom was wet.
So I bet your bottom was cold.
And the snow got in my boots. I was cold.
And then, yeah, me and you had a stage 3, a snowball fight.
Yes.
There's five stages to a snowball fight. The first stage is threatening.
Mm-hmm.
The second stage is actually like throwing a snowball, and that's the end of it. You know, that's just like somebody throws and misses and that kind of stuff. Stage 3 is when you actually full on are hitting each other with snowballs.
Mm-hmm.
Stage 4 involves a fort, and we won't talk about stage 5. That's reserved for serious. I mean, that's just brutal. Usually there's war crimes involved.
What's stage 5?
So, today we have a candy bar.
Yes, anyway, out in the snow, Daddy was in here working, and I threw a snowball at the window,
mm-hmm.
and he said, "You got me."
And you did get me when we had our snowball fight. The very first snowball she threw at me outside, she hit me dead on in the face. It was cold, and the snow ran down in my shirt, and it was cold, and I didn't like it. And then another time, she hit me in the ear, which is not good at all. Okay, let's get to Candy Barrage.
Okay.
Candy Barrage. What's the phone number that you want people to call you at?
286-350-1718.
There you go. And... smell it. Smell it. Smells like chocolate because it's covered with chocolate.
Yes. Can I eat the candy bar?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Wow. And she has bitten in. And she is chewing. It's very quiet. I thought there was supposed to be nuts in there. I don't hear nuts crunching. Is there nuts? almonds?
What?
I don't hear nuts crunching. Easy. Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. Tell us.
Okay. It's like this cracker.
Uh-huh.
Or
on the bottom?
That's not cracker.
It's not like a cookie, is it?
I don't think that's a cracker, but yes, there's almonds, and then there's a little caramel, and then chocolate all over.
Oh, not a lot of caramel, just a little caramel on top.
But it's good. I like it.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's got like kind of a Milky Way chalky part, and that's what the almonds are in.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's got a really thin layer of caramel. Sometimes they go overboard on the caramel, don't they?
Mm-hmm. But
yes, that's very good, and it's very different from the sneakers with almonds.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Okay.
I'll give it a...
You like it or not like it? You said it was very good, so you like it.
Yes, I like
it. So it's a bit...
I don't like it better than the Butterfinger. But yes. I will give it a 9.5.
What?
A nine and a half?
You like it that much?
Uh-huh. That means that's more than 9.
Wow. 9.5 for the Mars bar. That's incredible. The original, the real Mars, the official, real, official,
Mars
original Mars bar gets a 9.5. That's awesome. That's very good. So if you can find one, or if you're in Kansas, stop by and have the Emperor of Kansas give you one. He has a special stash of them, evidently. He has them shipped to him from someplace in Europe. Venezuela. I think that's where they're made. She's looking at me like she knows I'm not telling the truth. All right. And now she's enjoying her bar, so that's why you're not hearing from her. She's chewing.
Okay.
What does your shirt say?
I have a rockin' mom.
You do have a rockin' mom. I haven't ever seen that shirt.
Yes, you have.
Uh-uh. I haven't seen that. You have a rocking mom. Awesome.
And,
Yes?
There is almonds in the Mars bar.
Yeah. I know. I see them. Yep. Mm-hmm. So, everybody give us a call with your candy bar you'd like us to try, or candy. We're kind of running out of bars, so... Whatever. 206-350-1718.
Don't forget it.
And don't forget it.
Don't. Vios Candios.